My name is James Merkel. I live in Belfast, and I just want to share, I worked at Vandenberg Air Force Base as an electrical engineer in the 80s designing a microprocessor-based monitoring system in case there was a fuel leak at the Air Force Base. They had all sorts of very dangerous fuels there, and my job was to try to design a system to, depending on where, whichever way the wind was blowing, they wanted to know which town to evacuate first if they had a fuel leak. So the thing was, is it's really difficult to know what, just to monitor weather, and I would like to see the details of any type of monitoring system that would know which way this plume of gas could possibly be traveling. But that's what I was trying to design at the time, and it was very, I don't think the system we have actually came up with could do the job. So they were left to basically hope that they didn't have a leak, in other words. And my years of engineering, I would say this, when I started as a young kid, I designed top secret electronics. I was had a top secret clearance, and they were military electronics. And I had a very big ego and thought, you know, engineers can design anything. And I learned over the years that almost everything we ever designed would fail. And I seen 100-pound valves blow up in a factory and land out in the parking lot. I was on the first aid team when a young bright guy out of college had his eyes blinded by chemicals, and I was on the first aid team to respond, and he was blinded, and he had his eyes just totally white from the chemical that blasted into his face. And I worked in a chemical factory as an engineer, and my parents went to the hearing and gave testimony in support of this company coming, and they toxified the water table is what they did here. And I worked for this company for 8 years, and they're now out of business and left the toxic mess on Long Island. And the first protest I ever went to as a kid was to stop the Shoreham nuclear power plant on Long Island. It was completely built. They had no evacuation plan. And they had people like, very skilled, I've seen them operate, and convince anyone that it's just good for you. You can go ahead and eat it. You know, look at this sludge. You can eat it. I'll eat a bite and show you like you can eat it. Well, they convinced everyone on Long Island that they could evacuate until they had the whole thing built, and they mothballed it because they didn't have an evacuation plan. And you can't evacuate when you have these mega projects like this. There's no democracy in a project like this. So my opposition is manyfold. The personal parts of it are, I live along the corridor of US-1. I hear traffic, and I hear a lot of traffic depending on which way the wind's blowing, and it's noisy. And the increase in truck traffic is dangerous. Just for me to get across my road on Highway 1 is not easy, and it's just going to get worse with the traffic. The light pollution, I just like to go out and look at the stars, and you can see them here. And the kind of pollution, the dangerous emissions, the traffic, all these things are things I'm not in favor of. And I really don't like to come here and talk for the benefit of myself, but I do have a 3-year-old boy. I'd like to speak for his benefit and the benefit of nature and things that will suffer from a project like this. So the undemocratic nature of a mega project. I was the chair of the Sierra Club in California for 2 terms, and I had to stand up against places like Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant, who arrested 800 people and still built the plant. And they regularly have to arrest people who are not in favor of it, but they have releases all the time of nuclear radiation. And these types of risks, any kind of plant or facility that all of the people here basically have to assume a risk that they don't really want to take. What is democratic about that? Of a small group of people saying yes to something that endangers everyone. To me, that's got nothing to do with democracy. It's sliding something down people's throats and making them have to suffer risks that they don't want to suffer. There's no reason you have to have dangerous things, okay? As an engineer, there's plenty of ways to get around that don't burn carbon and pollute the atmosphere and don't endanger people. There's plenty of ways, and just as an example, you can, I mean, I don't even have to go into it. There's just so many ways for us to get by in our communities without the excess additional use of fossil fuel and these additional dangers. And I want to say, whatever kind of things that people tell you engineers will tell you, their PR people are going to come here and be very slick. I've seen them operate over the 8 years of being a conservation chair of the Sierra Club. And typically I'm standing up, on the other side from very polished people who do it, for a living, to convince people that just relax, it's all going to be fine. They know how to say that very well, and they rehearsed it. So, I'm going to say the day I brought the Sierra legal defense attorney out onto the Napomo Dunes, we were watching the waves crash, and the sheen of oil was in the crashing waves. The kids were being taken out of the schools because they were drinking the water, and they're all getting sick, 400 kids in the school. It ended up the largest lawsuit, 20 years of leaks by Unical. This is the type of things that these mega projects do, and I just say we don't really need them here in a small community in Maine. Thank you.
Thank you.